President Trump has not officially conceded, but he has cleared the way for the transition of power to President-elect Joe Biden. In a tweet last night, President Trump recommended the initial protocols for transition begin through the Office of the General Services Administration. For more, let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, we want to look ahead, but first, is there anything in history to compare with President Trump's more than 2-week delay in transition?
Well, we've had incredibly tense transitions. In 1932, there was a lot of tension between the outgoing Herbert Hoover and Franklin Roosevelt, who was going to replace him. Hoover didn't support a lot of what the Roosevelt administration elect had planned. In 2000, there was tension between Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. But the difference is we've never had a sitting president attacking the outcome of the election and spreading false information about the election process to hold up the transition. And that's what makes the last few weeks so different.
Yes, and also the transition process is such a big undertaking. Give us some examples of some important things that happened during past transition periods.
It's a very important period. One thing that usually happens, which we are seeing, is the president-elect starts to make announcements about who will be appointed to the cabinet. So often late November and especially December, months when we hear a lot of big information. Obama talked about, announced that Hillary Clinton would be his Secretary of State in December 2008. But the second thing that has happened since the Presidential Transition Act of 1963 is that the president-elect and his team start to get national security briefings. They start to talk to agencies about different problems that lie ahead. And that's all been held up for the first time. But now that can finally start. And it's especially important since we're in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about another transition, and that is the Republican Party moving on from Donald Trump at the top. You wrote recently that the party won't be able to shake his legacy easily. Say more about this.
Well, I think what's become clear in the last 4 years is there's not a lot of daylight between President Trump and the Republican Party. The policies he supports, the style of politics that he's practiced, the willingness to disrupt our political and democratic institutions is something that Republicans as a whole are comfortable with. And I think that has been revealed over 4 years. It's been revealed in the last few weeks when most Republicans were silent at most as the president attacked the election process. So when we look back to this period, we won't be talking about President Trump and the Republican Party. We will talk about a Republican Party that produced the Trump presidency.
Has there ever been a party leader who has held sway over the members of his party like Trump has?
Sure, I would argue much more. Look, FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, held immense sway over Democrats, not only for a few years, but for decades. Ronald Reagan did the same with Republicans after 1980. And even though President Trump has a lot of sway with his voters, let's remember he's a one-term president. And those other examples are persons who were able to win re-election. So we still don't know how much Trump himself will remain a key figure over time.
Right, right. I mean, what's the prospect of him spending the next 3 years setting up for another run for presidency? As you said, millions of Americans voted for him.
It's a competition. It will be whether his thirst for power and thirst for revenge are strong enough that they propel him to spend the next 4 years remaining someone who's politically relevant and loud politically and attacking the administration, or he might very well want to focus again on his business operations and making money. And it's just as easy to imagine that come a few months from now, he's turned his attention back to making the kind of profit that he's often trying to achieve.
And if that happens, I mean, then we will be looking at a Republican Party where Trump is not at the helm, or it is not Trumpism as the main focal point. With the 30 seconds I have with you, what does a prospect of that look like? And are there any folks who are outstanding in that front?
Well, sure. You have the Tom Cottons and the Ted Cruzes of the Republican Party who can offer voters the same kind of Trumpian agenda and Trumpian politics, but cleaned up and maybe a little more palatable to the national stage. And I could imagine that is a story we're following in the next few months and years.
Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. As always, thank you.
Thanks for having me.